621-1113.
Wobo salutes Decatur, Indiana. It's a great place to be. Group W, Westinghouse broadcast. It's 3 o'clock.
Good afternoon. It's 70 degrees in Fort Wayne. Today's outlook, clear with an overnight low in the low 30s. I'm Cynthia Harris with the 3 o'clock WoWo News. The AFL-CIO rejects the president's anti-inflation program. Ed DeFontaine has the details.
George Meany and his unions waited a week before giving their official reaction to the president's inflation program. The executive council of the union met in Washington and then came out with a sharp rebuke of the Carter plan. The council says that the president's voluntary wage and price guidelines do not meet what they call the principles of equity and fairness. What the AFL-CIO wants now is a special session of the lame duck Congress to be called after the election to vote on mandatory controls. The union claims that Carter's program will hold down wages but not prices. Ed DeFontaine, Washington.
Weather observers are keeping watch on a potential storm racing toward the Philippines, still reeling from Typhoon Rita, which took at least 200 lives with more than 350 others still missing. The Mideast peace talks have resumed at Blair House in Washington. Barry Schwid reports.
Mideast peace talks on a roller coaster for more than a week are on the rise again. Progress reported from both Egypt and Israel. Three-way top-level negotiations involving both sides in the United States being held for the first time in 10 days at Blair House. The goal is to complete the text of a peace treaty, a task complicated by differences over linking the treaty to the future of the Palestinians. In Detroit, Ashraf Gorbal, the Egyptian ambassador to the United States, predicting the treaty will be signed very soon, possibly in Oslo in December, when Egyptian President Sadat and Israeli Prime Minister Begin receive their Nobel Peace Prize. Barry Schwein at the State Department.
Indiana Governor Otis Bowen says the state is borrowing an additional $6.7 million to run the CEDAR program in 68 counties. An aide to the governor said the latest loan from the state to aid the Comprehensive Employment Training Act program will bring total borrowing to about $12.3 million. Bowen says the latest loan is required because states have not received any new federal money for CEDAR, even though Congress authorized the spending October 15th. The first round of borrowing was required because Congress had failed to pass a CEDA funding bill in time for the start of the new federal bookkeeping year, October 1st. A disease known as black leg is attacking cattle in southeastern West Virginia, eastern Kentucky, and southeastern Ohio. Veterinarian Marion Toothman of Sheridan, Ohio, told a Huntington, West Virginia newspaper yesterday that cattle must be vaccinated to be protected against the disease, carrying bacteria found in the soil at this time of year. Dr. Toothman says the bacteria works quickly once an animal has come into contact with it. WoWo News Time, 3:03.
Listen with your heart and you'll hear more than words. Listen with your heart and you'll hear love.
Understanding is all about. From the Mormons, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
WoWo land weather. Clear tonight with an overnight low in the low 30s, diminishing west winds. Sunny tomorrow with a high in the upper 50s, north winds to 15 miles per hour. Currently it's 70 degrees. With only 1 week before the election, at least one candidate is not now qualified to take office if elected. Second District County Council candidate Charles Hanneman, under state law, must own or have an interest in property by the time he is sworn into office, if he wins, by November 18th. Hanneman sold his house last week and doesn't own any property.
It does put me into a sticky position. However, I had no control over the fact as to when the property would be sold. If I wanted to try to hide anything or to get around the freeholder requirement, I could have the closing of the house that I owned until the day after the election.
Hanneman says he intends to purchase land prior to the November 18th deadline if necessary. The Allen County Health Department is working with the Senior Citizens Center on a flu vaccination program. County Health Department Commissioner Dr. Jane Ermscher says the county has 500 doses of vaccine to immunize senior citizens and the indigent. She told WoWo's Victor Locke that the vaccine is mixed based on last year's flu strain.
First year that we've ever had, other than the swine flu year, this is the first year we've ever had any vaccine. Most physicians are able to get it from the pharmaceutical houses and do so. And the small amount of vaccine that the health department has is in no way intended to supplement the shot that the family doctor will give.
Why has the government decided to make this vaccine available this year in years past?
I think they just want to take care of the low-income indigent people that might not have a doctor or might not get to a doctor to get the shot.
The immunizations will be given on November 29th. The city of Fort Wayne is planning a long-range industrial program. WoWo's Suzanne Cott has the details.
City planners are looking at 4 or 5 pockets of land in Allen County as potential sites for industrial development. Director of Long Range Planning in the Department of Community Development and Planning, John Stafford, says there are presently 9,300 acres of industrially zoned land not being used in Allen County. However, not all of that land is suitable right now for development because prospective developers want access to the interstate, railroad tracks, and possibly the airport. The land must also be prepared for tenants, according to City Grants Officer Bill Latz.
Site preparation. You get the ground ready for the plant or whatever the industry is to go into. Then industry takes it from there. But the water has to be there, sewage lines in, and the power connected. And this is usually prepared in advance of a tenant being gathered.
Latz says some federal funds will most likely be available to help with site preparation, but financial help will also come from the city and private sector. And both Latz and Stafford emphasized that future efforts to entice industry to locate in Fort Wayne ideally should focus on small businesses as well as large ones, as the small businesses come to town much more frequently. Suzanne Cott, WoWo News.
Ken Furniture is proud to announce the grand opening of their new Defiance, Ohio store. To celebrate, they're having grand opening sale prices on fine furniture from Tell City, Norwalk, Lazy Boy, Thomasville, Lane, and Serta. Add just the right touch to any room with high-quality lamps from Rembrandt. Ken's Furniture has many to choose from. The new Ken's Furniture store has over 15,000 square feet of floor space, filled with all your furniture needs. See their grand opening sale prices and see WoWo's own Bob Sievers October 31st from 6:30 to 9 p.m. Also, see Ken's Furniture's new floor covering department, stocked with fine selections of carpeting, linoleum, and slate floor coverings. Stop in during the grand opening sale on now at one of the tri-state area's finest furniture stores. Ken's Furniture Store, 1730 South Jefferson Avenue in Defiance, Ohio. They'll be open this week from 9 to 9, Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5:30 on Saturday. Open next week from 9 to 5:30, Monday through Saturday until 9 on Friday.
What was Rob Westerby? Is there a compulsive eater in your family who needs help? Write Overeaters Anonymous, Box 6247, Fort Wayne, 46896.
Recapping this hour's top stories, the AFL-CIO has rejected the Carter anti-inflation program. The Mideast peace talks have resumed at the Blair House, and Governor Otis Brown says the CETA program has loans from the state totaling about $12.3 million. WoWo land weather, clear tonight with an overnight low in the low 30s, diminishing west winds. Sunny tomorrow with a high in the upper 50s, north winds to 15 miles per hour. Clear and calm tomorrow night with a low near 30. For Thursday, partly cloudy with a high in the low 60s, south winds to 25, the chance of evening showers. Currently in Fort Wayne, we're under sunny skies at 70 degrees with a relative humidity of 36%. Remember, Earl Finkel has a complete look at the weather just 10 minutes from now. I'm Cynthia Harris, WoWo News at 3:10. And now, back to the Jack Underwood Show.
With Chris Roberts sitting in.
Sorry about that, Chris.
No problem.
Thank you.
That is officially Happy Go Home time. Young Chris is here with the crew on Halloween 1978.
you, my best friend. That's Queen at 16 past 3 o'clock on Halifax 1978. There's the sound effects we're looking for. As I mentioned last hour, I hope the sound effects man that's working tonight's special, the WoWo Players, presented Tale Heart from Edgar Allan Poe tonight after the 8 o'clock news. I hope that man's paying closer attention than Sparks has been so far this afternoon. There's a Halloween party at Northside High School this evening, sponsored by the Student Council. Booth games, candy, haunted house, plus a terror movie from 6 till 8. Please use the side doors off the tennis courts to enter. That, of course, applies to Northside High School here in Fort Wayne, Indiana. You know what a terror movie is to me? Did you ever make those little cartoons out of sheets of paper, like you put maybe 50 or 60 sheets of paper together, and you draw a little stick man on the corners, and you flip the thing, little flip pages? You know, that's the way they make cartoons, actually, in a much more proficient form than that. But a terror movie to me is taking my checkbook and flipping through it.
Think about all the exciting electronic wizardry to be found at Fort Wayne Electronics. Now, have you ever thought of any of those items as a gift? Well, Fort Wayne Electronics thought you might like a few suggestions. For the CB enthusiast, a trunk mount CB antenna that needs no screws or holes drilled for only $9.95. An SWR meter for only $9.95. Or a complete Johnson 40-channel mobile CB unit complete with trunk mount antenna for $59.95. Radar detectors start at less than $30 at Fort Wayne Electronics. Anybody could use the Bearcat Alert Weather Radio, one of the best on the market, for $54. That's over $25 off the list price. Try an AudioVox Auto FM converter for $17 or a Panasonic portable cassette recorder for $33. Now see, there are a lot of neat electronic gifts at Fort Wayne Electronics that most anyone could get a charge out of, so to speak. Fort Wayne Electronics, East Maumee and Glenbrook.
From sunrise to sunset, Earl Binkle Weather helps plan your day 9 times a day, every day on WoWo, a great place to be.
It's a hurry up day for you. Gotta go to the store, got a lot to do. Rogers makes it fast, and we're friendly too. Aren't you glad that Rogers is best? With a friendly smile, we're making day.
And make sure you register for a free Stuckey Brothers Magic Chef microwave oven that Rogers will give to some lucky person. Registration ends November 12th. No purchase necessary. You need not be present to win. This Stuckey Brothers Magic Chef microwave oven cooks to exact temperature, cleans easily, and is built solid. I can smell that food cooking already.
Brought to you 319 by the Perfection Biscuit Company of Fort Wayne. Bake us a famous sunbeam, hillbilly, and right diet bread.
I took a sandwich to the zoo with a girl named Mary Lou. She's so pretty with her hair in curls. But when I turned to the giraffe, she stole my sandwich and she laughed. No, a boy can never trust a girl.
Oh, no, you can't keep a sunbeam sandwich to yourself. Because a sandwich is better than a sandwich. That's why you can't keep a sandwich to yourself.
Well, I am baseball's home run king. Yes, my bat can really sting. And a sandwich helps to give me clout. But before the game one day, they stole a sandwich bite away. And that's when the pitcher struck me out.
No one can resist the fresh baked goodness of Sunbeam bread. That's what I said, Sunbeam bread.
A sandwich is better than a sandwich. That's why you can't keep a sandwich to yourself.
Earl, what superb weather. You couldn't ask for better weather for trick-or-treating tonight, could you?
Yes, sir. If I'm going to go astray a little on the old temperatures, I'd just soon miss it heading towards 70. Nobody going to holler on me pretty bad, I'll bet
you,
huh?
You know, I think everybody's really surprised at this, including the old weather guy, because everybody's calling for temperatures today in the low 60s, and I guess we had more sunshine than we thought, huh?
Well, actually, the wind change came along a little slower than anticipated and didn't put the kibosh on the temperature rise until just next hour. 61 at South Bend got up to close to 70 at Detroit about an hour or so ago, and then the northeast wind knocked it back to 60 degrees, and we'll get that drop moving into here in the next hour or two. It's cooler air, much cooler air by about 20 degrees, but not super cold, as you can tell. If we're up to 70 up on the upper peninsula, only 48 today. And the only place there's doing any showering and thundering appears to be down around Iowa, southern section in Missouri. And that's moving east and east-northeast and expected to be depressed down in the southern counties of Hill, Ind, O, and Ottumwa. Just a little disturbance along the old cool front that's sliding in right now. And the good news to Everett, well, if it only is turns out to be right, that was what we kind of thought was going to happen. Above normal temperatures seem to be in expectation for the next 30 days. As a matter of fact, the computer revised itself to look for above normal temperatures for the next 90 days. That takes us through January. We're downhill after that. And while we'll be up and down as we go with some cold shots and some warm-up shots, as I was saying before, quite a while ago, this winter looked like it would be a little colder than normal by a few degrees, but the big difference would be some nice recovery periods. Same thing we've been having all year. Out west, they're shoveling 6-plus inches of snow in through Nevada and the high country, and a winter-type California storm is going to provide about another 6 to 10 inches or more before it finally moves out in 48. Okay, let's check our forecast now. Ghosts, goblins. The sun goes down early tonight now, remember, and it's pretty dark by about a quarter till the hour of 5. So temperatures for tonight will be dropping off pretty quickly. We'll bottom out around 32 to 35 degrees with some frost on the outlying Allen County areas for tomorrow, and especially north to the Michigander country. Then for tomorrow, sunny skies. Now to cooler temperatures, about 56 on a north wind at 10. Tomorrow night, clear, calm, cold, 28 to 34. A little frost on the pumpkins, leftover ones. And then for Thursday, partly cloudy, windy, and warmer into the 60s again as a gusty southwest wind and a few sprinkles come along. And then cooler 50s as we head into Friday. Not too bad. Oh, no, you all be careful tonight, dear.
Yeah, we'll do that. I like the style that you've got there, Earl. As I said, I think we should start paying you for this, you know?
Hey, wouldn't be a bad idea. I'll take it out in pumpkins.
All right, fine. Catch you about an hour, huh?
Bye-bye.
70 and sunny this hour in Fort Wayne, Indiana. I'm flabbergasted, by the weather. 36% relative humidity, winds out of the northwest at 10 miles per hour. The old barometer is 30.26, and steady as she goes right now. And Earl Finkel Weather has been brought to you by the Perfection Biscuit Company of Fort Wayne, Baker's of Famous Sunbeam, Hillbilly, and Right Diet Bread. 23 minutes after 3 o'clock is Happy Go Home time with young Chris, and I need you to be my eighth caller right now. Caller 8 on the telephone line at 467-1190, 467-119-LZIPPO. The long-distance dialing code is 219. The lines are clear, and I'm standing by to play the Whoa-Whoa Whiskey game. Good luck.
Thank you.
Donnie and Marie from Mobile. 26 after 3 o'clock is happy go-home time with young Chris and the crew. Chuck Lang of Fort Wayne, Indiana, is on the line now. Hello, Chuck.
Hello.
How are you today?
Fine.
Excited about winning?
Yes.
I hope so. Got the old college spirit there, eh, Chuck?
Right.
Okay, let's see what we're playing for here. Prize number one, a Gillette Pro-Max hair dryer. You know, your name reminds me of Jim Lang, the guy that does the dating game. You know, the guy that comes out and says, and here they are. Bachelor number two, you know that guy?
Right.
A ridiculous TV show. But a hit. A hit nonetheless, Chuck. Okay, I've got question number one here for you. And, of course, again, the prize we're playing for, the Gillette Pro-Max hair dryer, Chuck. And here's question number one, of which you have 10 seconds to answer. What was the name of Dale Evans' horse? Remember Dale Evans from the Roy Rogers series?
Yeah.
I need the name of Dale Evans' horse. Roy Rogers' horse was Trigger, we all know that. But Dale Evans' horse. I have... in this particular instance, it did yesterday afternoon once, but it doesn't count in this one. You're very close. It was actually buttermilk.
Mm.
Buttermilk, so you were thinking along the right line
right
there, Chuck. Tell you what I do have for you, though. I got a WoWo pen as a consolation prize, and you're still eligible, of course, because you played the game for the WoWo Grand Prize, the Grandfather Clock. That drawing is tomorrow at 10 minutes before 2 on the Jack Underwood Show, and Chuck, you are in the drawing. Best of luck in that, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good afternoon now. Bye-bye.
Aren't kids fun? You just never know what they'll do next. Take my 6-year-old son, Tommy, for example. Last year, I asked him what he wanted to wear to a costume party at school. His clown suit, his cowboy outfit. But do you know what he told me? He said he wanted to go as a Dinner Bell hot dog. A Dinner Bell hot dog, I said? But who was listening? Certainly not Tommy. He was busy getting out my sewing machine. He had his heart set on being a Dinner Bell hot dog. So I did what any mother would do. I made him a Dinner Bell hot dog suit. And his brother's been calling him Frank ever since. But Tommy doesn't care. He won the prize for best costume.
Specialists at Ski Hut USA can help you get ready for winter skiing this week with specials on ski packages. Your choice of Hexcel or Ross Signal skis, Tyrolia bindings, and high-performance poles. A steal at just $169. Or choose a package of Ross Signal ST competition skis, 727 Solomon bindings, and high-performance poles for just $470. Ski Hut offers lightning service on Friday till 9 and Saturday. 30-minute mounting on any skis you select. Ski Hut USA, 1302 East Center Street, Warsaw.
Thank you, Jack. 3:30 from WoWo Radio. Mr. Bill is here from the WoWo Newsroom. This hour's news update. Bill?
Yeah, okay.
What's the matter? You got something wrong up there?
I keep hearing noises up there.
You're looking at the ceiling. I'll clue you in on what's happening up there. I don't know myself, but I think they're installing something up there in the attic because they were using a big power drill during the first hour of my show today. and really, no, I was on it. You know, you can't hear it in the background too much. Unless you stop talking. And of course, that's a no-no in this business. You never stop doing anything because you got to have something on the radio. But anyway, I'm doing the contest with the last contestant the previous hour, and all of a sudden the windows start shaking in the studio. And I was about to say, you know, let me interrupt you. Now the question doesn't mean anything because we're having an earthquake and I'm getting out of here. You can have all the prizes. As a matter of fact, I'll throw in the Marriott just for the heck of it. Anyway, but that wasn't happening. They're using a drill up there, so that's what's going on.
Oh,
nothing
okay
to worry about unless, of course, you see a foot sticking through the ceiling. Okay, Bill, you may proceed.
Well, in the news, the AFL-CIO is urging President Carter to call a special session of Congress to enact mandatory wage and price controls. The labor organization wants such controls instead of the voluntary guidelines the president has introduced. AFL-CIO President George Meany announced the decision at a news briefing following a morning session of the Federation's 35-member executive council. Egyptian, Israeli, and U.S. negotiators resumed face-to-face peace negotiations at Blair House in Washington today and appeared headed toward agreement on some fundamental issues. Prime Minister Begin said in Jerusalem that he hopes the formal signing ceremony for a peace treaty could be held on December 9th. Locally, excise taxes in Allen County are up 35% as compared to this time last year, according to County Auditor Joanne Ebelhair. These are the taxes paid when buying license plates. Ebelhair says the License Bureau says it has sold around 7,000 more plates this year. And because of the unanticipated windfall, over $1 million will be added to the county budget.
Heck, I bought two or three of those myself.
Jagging warmland weather, clear tonight with an overnight low in the low 30s, diminishing west wind, sunny tomorrow with a high in the upper 50s, northwest winds to 15, clear and calm at night with a low near 30. For Thursday, partly cloudy with a high in the low 60s, a chance of evening showers. Currently, sunny and 70 degrees.
Thank you, Bill. 28 minutes now before 4 o'clock as you drive home. Tuesday show, it's Halloween. March 5th, Halloween. Thank you. Sunshine at 70 off our world famous fire escape. Downtown here at Fort Wayne, they're open sunny tomorrow for the high in the upper 50s, and the Hollies are here from 74.
If I could make a wish, I think I've had. Can't think of anything that I need. No sound, nothing to eat, no books to read. Thank you.
I've been thinking about you, baby, you were my desire. Gonna wrap my arms around you and hold you close to me. Oh, baby, I wanna taste your lips, I wanna be your fantasy. Yeah. Don't know what I'd do without you, baby. Don't know where I'd be. You're not just another lover, no, you're everything to me. Every time I'm with you, baby, I can't believe it's true. When you lay in my arms, you do the things you do. You can see it in my eyes, I can feel it in your touch. You don't have to say a thing, just let me know how much.
4 o'clock. Art Salzburg is around the corner with a sports update here on a Tuesday show, Halloween 1978. Don't bother with the sound effect this time. You're trying to raise one simple sound effect, we got to throw points all over the place. Say, don't miss Jack Underwood this evening aboard the Wo-Wo float in the Calathumpian Parade in Decatur, Indiana. The parade starts at 7 tonight, so don't miss your last chance to see the spectacular Wo-Wo float as it makes its final appearance for the year 1978 tonight at 7 o'clock in the Calathumpian Parade in Decatur, Indiana. Boy, that Wo-Wo float has got some serious mileage on it. We've hauled that from here to Timbuktu and had a great time doing it, too.
When utility costs go up, the standard of living goes down for thousands of Ohio families. Yet look at the record of Ohio's Public Utility Commission, a commission appointed by the governor. In the last 2 years, it granted rate increases 2.5 times larger than its own staff recommended. In 1977, Ohio electric consumers paid over $1 billion in automatic fuel increases. PUCO refused to investigate charges of excess profits. It prevented municipalities from intervening in rate cases. And its chairman, a Rhodes appointee, voted in favor of every major rate increase. It's no wonder that 37 states have lower utility costs than Ohio. No one is speaking up for the consumer. If you think Ohio needs a governor who will fight for the consumer, elect Dick Celeste. He has the experience and he has the energy. He'll be a strong governor.
Paid for by Citizens with Celeste. Hamilton J. Tiford, Secretary Treasurer.
What was once the oriental art of self-defense has been improved and refined to become one of the most exciting sports in the country. The Robert Bolz Karate Academy can show you all the excitement during the grand opening of their newest location on East State, just east of Parkview Hospital. Now you'll be able to discover karate, a thrilling sport that'll condition your entire body and help you lose unwanted pounds. In honor of the grand opening of the East State location, you'll be able to get 1 month of private instruction plus a karate uniform for just $29.95. In just 1 month, you'll be on on the way to gaining new confidence, the kind of confidence that allows you to handle any situation. So if you want to learn an invigorating sport that can teach you the ultimate in unarmed self-defense and body conditioning, you need the Robert Bowles Karate Academy. Remember, one full month of private lessons and a uniform for just $29.95 at all four locations. Defiance, Ohio, Marion, Indiana, in Fort Wayne on South Calhoun, and our newest location on East State, just east of Parkview Hospital. Train with the best, the Robert Bowles Karate Academy.
Oh, that is 16 before 4 o'clock. Here is Art Salzburg on the sports, Art.
The new United Press International College Football Poll still has Oklahoma on top, Chris, with Penn State second, Alabama third, Nebraska fourth, and Maryland fifth. Michigan's number 9 this week, Purdue 14, Notre Dame 15, and Ohio State number 20. Michigan State's on probation and not eligible for ranking by UPI, but the Spartans got the number 18 spot in the AP poll. Four Big Ten teams rated in the same week. I wonder how long it's been since that happened last. Turning to pro football, that was certainly a hard-hitting game that Howard Frank and Dandy had last night. In the end, Atlanta came out on top of Los Angeles 15-7 thanks to 5 field goals by young Tim Mazzetti, a University of Pennsylvania graduate who was tending bar a month ago. Mazzetti made the first couple, and that built his confidence. After that, he couldn't miss. The big news in pro football today, though, comes from San Francisco.
Pete McCulley has been fired as head coach of the San Francisco 49ers and has been replaced by offensive coordinator Fred O'Connor for the balance of the season. General manager Joe Thomas dismissed McCulley, the team's fourth coach in the last 4 years, after the 49ers managed just one win in their first 9 games this season. McCulley was hired last January after spending 5 years as an assistant coach with Baltimore and Washington. O'Connor, who is only 39, was offensive backfield coach under Jack Pardee in Chicago the last 2 seasons and is credited with developing Walter Payton as a star running back. The 49ers' disastrous season came as a great disappointment after the much-publicized acquisition of O.J. Simpson from Buffalo last March. Rob Navia, San Francisco.
To say that Purdue University basketball coach Lee Rose was cautious in his assessment of this year's Boilermaker team would be an understatement. In talking with me yesterday, Rose indicated that he had some serious concerns about the capabilities of his first Big Ten ball club. After watching the Boilers scrimmage last night, though, I'm not sure I share Coach Rose's concerns. Sure, they were rough and ragged at times. That was to be expected. But they were certainly more impressive than last year's team on Coliseum Scrimmage Day. And the newcomers seemed capable of offering quite a bit of help. For example, freshman Mike Scarce was the high point man for the gold team. He had 18 points, including 14 in the first half. And Steve Walker, who was not eligible last year after transferring from North Carolina State, had 18 points for the white team. Incidentally, the publication Basketball Weekly doesn't share Rose's concerns either. That periodical rates Purdue as the 26th best team in the country in preseason. It has Notre Dame number 4 and Indiana number 7.
Well, you mean we got a basketball team to field this year, huh?
Well, I hope so.
I was watching the other night on television, Chicago and Washington, and they had Ken Benson and the fellow played football
Quinn Becker. That's
Quinn
Milwaukee.
Becker. That's right. Milwaukee. What did I say? Chicago?
And Washington.
Oh, well. I didn't know who I was watching. I remember names, not teams.
You know, I think it was Milwaukee and Seattle. It was funny. They switched away, apparently, while I wasn't paying attention to that game. That was Friday night.
Yeah.
And it started out, I thought it was supposed to be Seattle and Milwaukee, and they gave that in the opening credits, I think,
right.
And suddenly the game was on, and it wasn't those two teams. It was Golden State
and
Washington.
Is that what happened?
And then, all of a sudden,
yes.
Boom, they switched back, and it was Seattle and Milwaukee.
Well,
so that's what threw you off.
Being a big sports fan, you would know what teams are playing. It may sound funny, but it's true. I like to watch a game, but it doesn't make any difference to me which teams win, unless, of course, I live in a hometown that I have a team in. But I watched that thing, and I thought it was just something where they had recorded that first bit on videotape and then found they did not have enough time to play it all before the tip-off and just cut into it. I didn't realize there were two different teams playing there.
I think what happened was it was a mix-up in switching because I believe the network was televising both games and somehow there was a crossed wire or a producer or a director got mixed up and they sent the wrong game down to us here in Fort Wayne.
Well, that explains it then. I saw the second glitch, which was apparently joining the game that they had started out to telecast in the first place.
Right.
That's incredible. Art Salzburg returns 1 hour from now with the sports scores and more.
All the good sports are on WOSN.
Hey, hey, hey.
Redbone from Wolf Hall Radio. Come and get you 11:352 in the afternoon with young Chris. That's happy go home time. 70 and sunny off our world famous fire escape. 73 is the warm spot in the state right now. That's south of Cap City, Indian. Of course, they got sunshine there. 61 and mostly cloudy in South Bend. The Evansville temperature last report 71 degrees. And the Golden Rays players here from 1190 Wolf Hall.
Inside, know that I should try to roll, but I don't know where you came from, but you found your way to me. I don't ever want to be set free. Woman, I got broken tonight. Broke my body, just like the old man. I don't know just what you want, but you got your mark on me. I'm a prisoner of your love. I don't wanna be set free. Well, I wanna be set. You're the keeper of my soul. You got complete control. Lock the door and go with me. Yeah.
First prize, you know, in Wovo's Whiz Kids contest is a beautiful grandfather clock by Colonial, one of the most respected makers of fine clocks, and it's on display right now at Fred Meyer's Piano Company. Stop in and see what some lucky listener is going to win tomorrow on the Shaq Underwood Show at 10 till 2. You'll also see perhaps the largest display in the Midwest of grandfather clocks, wall clocks, and mantel clocks besides Colonial. You'll also find such famous brand names as Molyneux, Howard Miller, Trend, Ridgway, Hamilton, Doniker, and others. Beautifully crafted clocks and cherished heirloom cases of walnut, cherry, ash, and other fine wood finishes and furniture styles. From the finest and most palatial mansion to a modest cottage or apartment, there's nothing more pleasant and comfortable to live with than a handsome, graceful grandfather floor clock from Fred Meyer's. And, of course, it makes one of the most memorable and enduring gifts of all. Stop in and see the Whiz Kids first prize and much more now at Fred Meyer's Piano Company, 3720 South Calhoun Street, across from Southside High School. That is Fred Meyer's.
Halloween night, you're in for a special Halloween treat from WoWo Radio. The WoWo players are presenting Edgar Allan Poe's chilling story, The Telltale Heart. After the trick-or-treating is done, gather around the radio, dim the lights, and join Ron Gregory, Bob Sievers, Jack Underwood, Chris Roberts, Maureen McCosey, and Sam DeVincent in a radio thriller. The Telltale Heart, right after the 8 o'clock news on Halloween night.
Yes,
That is tonight, right here at WoWo Radio, a great place to be. Three to go now before 4 o'clock. HDHT, Chris, and the Motto Load here. Place to be. W. Westinghouse Broadcasting. It's 4 o'clock.
Good afternoon. At last report, 70 degrees in Fort Wayne. The outlook clear tonight. Overnight low in the low 30s. I'm Jerry Hoffman with a 4 o'clock WoWo News. Petroleum workers in Iran.